Ezekiel 43. He brought me to the gate that looks toward the east. This is the angel showing Ezekiel the vision of the temple which Israel or Judah were supposed to go back to the land and rebuild. These are like the plans he's being given. Behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the east, and his voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. It was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw when I came to destroy the city. And the visions were like the vision that I saw by the river Kibar, and I fell on my face. The glory of Yahweh came into the house by the way of the gate that looked toward the east. The Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of Yahweh filled the house. Well, the idea was that in chapter 1 of Ezekiel, he'd seen the vision of the cherubim, this huge system of God's glory, his Spirit, his angels, working so wonderfully. And yet it had lifted up from Jerusalem and left. The glory departed and went to Kibar, the river Kibar in Babylon, where Ezekiel was living in a kind of, well, refugee camp or sort of migrant camp for the exiles at that time. So the idea was that the glory of God was there, but now he's seeing it return into this rebuilt temple. What was so sad is that when the captivity could have ended, when Cyrus said, "Okay, Jews, you can go back to your land and rebuild your temple. I'll give you whatever you need to do that," most of them didn't want to go, and the few that did go didn't build much of a temple. They did not build it according to the design that Ezekiel is given here. Haggai says, "You prefer to build your own fancy houses while my house lies desolate." And so what happened was that the glory of God did not return as it could have done. So all this potential was wasted. So tragic. What could have done? What could have been? What could have happened? And it's the same tragedy in so many lives, who are given the hope of being in God's kingdom, but they choose not to be. They don't respond because they're too busy or whatever. So sad. I heard one speaking to me out of the house, and a man stood by me. He said to me, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever." So it almost seems that God himself could have come and lived in that temple. And at the end of Ezekiel, we're told the city could have been called Yahweh Shamach. Yahweh is there. But it wasn't. And God himself did not dwell there. But all the potentials that were wasted don't mean that it will never come true. Because finally, as the book of Revelation explains, finally, Jesus will come. And the kingdom of God will be established here. And God himself will dwell amongst men, and we shall see his face, and he shall wipe away all tears from off all faces. Verse 10, "You, son of man, show the house to the people of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities. Let them measure the pattern. If they be ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the form of the house, its fashion, exits, entrances, etc., and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form of it. This is the law of the house." So, the descriptions that you have here in Ezekiel, they're very detailed, about this temple, were in fact a commandment. It's a law, that's what it's called here, and they were to repent, be ashamed of their sins, and return and build this temple according to how it's been described here. But they, for one thing, they didn't repent. They said to Ezekiel, as you read earlier in Ezekiel, "No, we're suffering just because of the sins of our fathers. What did we do wrong? God's not fair, he's not reasonable," and so on. And they didn't really repent. They didn't build the temple as they were asked to, according to these dimensions, according to these plans. And so the glory of God did not come and dwell there as it could have done. How tragically sad that so much potential was wasted. Really sad. Didn't have to be like that, just as it doesn't have to be like that in the lives of so many people today. But be that as it may it not be a tragedy in our lives. May we live up to the potential and do the things that God has set up for us to do.